Look, it should be a simple process. You want to go and see a concert, so you buy a ticket and you go and have a fun night with friends. But it isn't always that easy, sadly, because of a number of ticketing scams that keep cropping up. Now, last week we saw a number of international artists performing in Sydney to tens of thousands of fans. However, even for just Ed Sheeran's concert, a number were turned away at the door after purchasing fake tickets. Now, the big news last year, of course, was the story of a mother who was scammed $3,000 purchasing fake tickets to an Adele concert. How do we know the difference between safe online ticketing purchasing and the rip-off frauds, and how do they keep happening? Delia Rickard is Deputy Chair of the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Delia, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm well. Now, look, how are these ticketing scams making money? What are they doing here?
Look, there's a number of things. Usually this is tickets you buy on what we call the secondary market. You want to make sure you get the real deal, find out where the actual venue is, and you book through the venue and the official ticketing agency. But when you buy through a secondary ticketing agency, first of all, the person who's selling their ticket through that secondary site gets to decide the price, and sometimes they will charge, you know, some multiple of the original price. Then the secondary ticketer puts on top of that their commission, which can be quite a significant percentage of the overall cost. However, you've got no guarantee that it's even a real ticket, unfortunately. So if you want to know you're getting the real thing, buy from the official ticket seller for the event in question.
So not only are we talking about scalping practices, we're talking about potentially actual fake tickets as well.
But we certainly have been seeing fake tickets that have been sold through the secondary market, yes.
Now, what are the regulations around these reselling? Because I understand that there is a bit of a tricky situation about the legality of it.
Look, it is, and it varies from state to state. The Commonwealth's currently consulting on new regulation in this particular area. But in some states, you have to be the primary ticket holder, particularly for what they call sort of certified events, which tend to be major sporting events. Mm. I think the Commonwealth Games will be one of those. In other places, they're looking at having a cap on how much extra you can put if you're reselling your tickets. People are talking things like 10%. There's also a real issue, so there's lots of issues jumbled up in this, around what they call bots, which can go out and purchase multiple tickets to events very quickly, and then instantly they appear on the secondary market. So people are looking at what you can do to stop or control bots, whether or not you should be able to sell tickets, and if so, should there be any limit on the price that you can sell them for.
So my understanding is these secondary ticket markets are kind of existing in a bit of a hazy space at the moment till we understand exactly what we're going to do around this?
That's right. New South Wales is talking about legislation, and as I said, the Commonwealth is currently consulting on what could become federal legislation in the area.
So when, for example, these fake tickets we were talking about, like if someone is selling tickets that just purely do not exist, is there any kind of, impetus for the ticket reseller portal to be knowing whether these are real or not?
Well, they should be taking that responsibility and they should be checking on the validity of the tickets, but clearly they all aren't, and that will be, it harms their reputation. Where the ACCC is currently in court against Viagogo for some of its practices, not so much fake tickets in this case, but if they have any future of these secondary markets, then they need to take responsibility for the validity of the goods they sell.
Yeah, well, especially when the one you named, of course, got famously stung last year for some quite inflated pricing.
Indeed, that's why we're in court.
Yeah. Look, if people have been scammed, is there any legal recourse at the moment?
Look, it's very, very difficult. I mean, obviously, if someone sold you a fake ticket, it's against the law, it's fraud, but enforcing your rights in those circumstances are hard. So the best advice I can give is buy through the official ticket seller, get in there quickly, find out, if there's somebody you're particularly fond of, find out through their site when they're coming, when tickets will go on sale, get them there, sign up for extra concerts if you don't manage to get them the first time round. But know if you buy through the secondary market, there is, no way currently of guaranteeing you're getting the real thing.
The very classic caveat emptor.
Sadly, and it's not good enough, I know, but that's why I'm looking at legislation in this area.
Well, do you feel confident that we could see some legislative changes?
Look, I do feel confident. There's a real sense of outrage in the community and in the government level about what's been happening on the secondary ticket market. So, yes, I am confident we'll get somewhere. And New South Wales certainly is already committed to doing so.
Fantastic stuff, Delia. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. Delia Rickard, the Deputy Chair of the ACCC. As she said, legislative changes need to be made. They are working on it. New South Wales might be moving ahead. But for the moment, the advice from the ACCC is be careful if you're using a secondary ticket market.